From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. South Korea's leader vows no war with North Korea. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says U.S. President Donald Trump has promised to seek Seoul's approval before taking any military action against North Korea. He says only South Korea can decide military actions on the Korean Peninsula. Nobody can choose to carry out military action without South Korea's consent. The U.S. and President Trump have made a promise to fully cooperate and ask for our agreement in advance before utilizing whatever options they might use against the North. President Donald Trump is still doing what he can to leverage the situation via China. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joseph Dunford, had a sit-down with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
You and President Trump were committed to our improvement in military and military relations, and we have approached it with great commitment, candor, and we certainly want to deliver results.
The U.S. has called for a serious effort by Pyongyang to ease tensions by halting its missile and nuclear testing. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for fresh diplomacy.
And it is why it is so important to dial down rhetoric and to dial up diplomacy. For my part, I want to repeat that my good offices are always available, and I conveyed this message yesterday to the representatives of the six-party talks.
And the six parties would include the Koreas, the U.S., Russia, China, and Japan. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga on Wednesday vowed to challenge this month's election results in court.
You have now decided to move to the Supreme Court and lay before the world the making of a computer-generated leadership.
Odinga has called the outcome of the August 8th election he lost to President Uhuru Kenyatta fraudulent. This is VOA News. Sierra Leone on Wednesday began a week of national mourning for the hundreds who died in massive mudslides while the grim task of burying the dead to avoid spreading disease is underway. Nearly 400 known dead, including the members of this man's family.
I have a relative who used to live in this community, my younger sister and her three children. With a husband. But unfortunately, they are all dead.
The country of 6 million had just emerged from the effects of the Ebola outbreak that killed thousands. Sunil Saigal is the UN resident coordinator for Sierra Leone.
People are extremely traumatized, quite naturally, from a devastating event like this. People are missing, families have loved ones missing. The information we're getting from the communities is that this is the absolute priority to help find missing people and help provide support to the families.
Dozens of homes were buried when a mudslide collapsed during the rainy season near the capital of Freetown. A Hong Kong appeals court has sentenced the trio of young leaders of the city's pro-democracy movement to prison, a move likely to fuel growing fears of a reversal of basic human rights under Chinese rule. Joshua Wong, Nathan Law, and Alex Chow initially received non-custodial sentences by a lower court last year for storming a courtyard on the grounds of the government's headquarters in September of 2014, which became known as the Umbrella Revolution, which demanded fully free elections. But the court reversed those sentences Thursday, ordering much harsher sentences. Wong, who will serve between 6 and 8 months, addressed a large crowd of supporters before the sentencing hearing. He urged them not to give up their quest for full democracy. The United States, Mexico, and Canada sat down in Washington Wednesday at the start of the first round of renegotiations on the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, a key campaign pledge by President Donald Trump. Robert Leitzinger is the U.S. Trade Representative.
For countless Americans, this agreement has failed. We cannot ignore the huge trade deficits, the lost manufacturing jobs, the businesses that have closed or moved because of incentives, intended or not, in the current agreement.
Leitzinger said the U.S. is seeking concessions, including tougher rules of origin on where the products are made. Vice President Mike Pence cutting short a trip to Latin America and returning to Washington later today, reportedly preparing for a high-level meeting with President Trump and their advisors on Afghanistan. The administration has been working to come up with a new strategy to end America's longest war, now 16 years old. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.